The sun begins to attract the increasing negative predominance of the planet, and the negative lines of light energy begin to repel the increasing negative predominance of the northern hemisphere. The sun and all of our planets are moving through space in the direction indicated by the arrow in the rest quarter of the drawing. Everything in the universe is trying to reach balance by traveling in the rest quarter direction. The fact that the Earth has more land mass in the northern hemisphere than in the southern hemisphere is the reason for the Earth's orbit being slightly elliptical. Land sets up more polarity action than water. The sun acts upon the predominance of the polarity of the hemisphere presented to it by the equinox alternation. At March 21st and September 23rd, both the northern and the southern hemispheres are attracted and repelled equally and oppositely for an instant by the Sunday. The sun reaches its maximum attraction on the Earth on June 21st and repels at its maximum on December 21st. The light lines of positive and negative energy act upon the Earth as an alternating, negatively charged body. The sun acts upon the oppositely polarized hemispheres as they are presented to it in the seasons. The relative increase or decrease in polarity action varies continuously, depending upon the tilt of the Earth, the resistance of the sun's force field, and effects of the quarterly cycles upon each succeeding cycle. People have less resistance to disease in winter, because at that quarter of the Earth's orbit the lifelike lines of energy are reduced due to passing through the rotating vortex of the sun's force field. Any change of polarity predominance in the Earth's atmosphere or crust will result in climatic changes. This is how positively charged particles from hydrogen bombs have caused weather changes and extremes throughout the world. Our atmospheric strata is only a thin layer of gases and moisture emitted from the crust. Our frequent charging of the atmosphere with radioactive substances is a slow process of self-annihilation. The temperature drop noted after each atomic bomb blast is caused by the inrush of frigid air from higher strata. If 30 atomic bombs were exploded in 30 days, our Earth's population would be forced underground by the extreme cold. Oh man, I expand the buds in the springtime of my seasons. I bring forth hues of colors in the sunsets. I breathe forth fragrance from the flowers. I build a nest. I surge with joy and love, that you may grow in unity and compassion. I bring about the warmth of my breath in the season of my summers, that man may know the fullness of the harvest, that man may see the repetition of my doings in examples all about him. And then I bring the cold, I change my colors. I cool my breath, the leaves of me fall to nourish the soil, that once again I may come in the fullness of my springtime. And then I breathe my holy breath through naked branches in the blast of winter. I crown my mountains with the purity of whiteness, in mantles of snow. I freeze my rivers so that male may know the change that comes about in the seasons of my densities. I blast the breath of storm, and then I tire of cold and bring my seasons and cycles into repetition. My numberless worlds are there for man. The mysteries are there at hand to see. So man may know the me in thee. When he solves the problems of my doing, then I shall know he will grow in me, he will know with me eternity. This same principle of light energy maintains the Earth's cycles of day and night, temperature, tides, and the relation and effects of the moon on the Earth and her people. The sun does not emit light of itself. The sun transmits positively polarized force which reacts upon the Earth because of its negative polarity. The moon is one of the bodies acting as a governor to the Earth. The Earth's tides are a fluid drive connection between the motor generator battery Earth, and the governor moon. Gravity of the moon has no effect upon the Earth. The only effect of the moon upon the Earth is by polarity action on the Earth's force field, and by interruption of the light lines of force. The Earth is surrounded by a self-generated force field. Nothing inside of the Earth's force field is affected by anything outside of it, except through the attracting or repelling effects of polarity in the lines of light energy, or the Sunday gravity within the force field generated by any body is not subject to the action of any body outside of the force field, unless the body outside of the force field is of opposite polarity. The moon and the Earth are both of negative polarity, as are all humans in their physical substance and all bodies that can be seen by reflected light. All negative bodies generate a positive force field and all positively charged bodies generate a negative force field. Temperature is the result of light forces acting in opposition to each other. Magnetism is an effect of primary light energy in opposition, produced as a result of its interruption by any body. Electricity is an effect of magnetism in polarity opposition. Heat is an effect of electricity in opposition. Contraction and expansion are opposite effects of heat, or the lack of it. The Earth's force field is the boundary of everything inside of it. Nothing can come into it or go out through it without conforming to its positive polarity. The space people can alternate the polarity of the force field around their ships to conform to the positive polarity of the Earth's force field while they are passing through it. The moon never was hurled from the Earth and it will never be part of the Earth, due to the Earth's force field. Let us start in the positive quarter and rotate the moon round the Earth. The small arrows shown on the moon indicate the direction of forces set up by polarity affecting the moon. The U arrows represent attractive forces and the R arrows stand for repelling forces. At all times these forces are changing their predominance, which establishes the moon's orbit around the Earth. The moon's orbit speed is fixed according to its charge of negative polarity. The secondary light rays from the positive sun and the positive lines of light energy warm the morning cycle from 6 a.m. to 12 noon. This occurs by the attractive, resistance heat effect in our negative atmosphere and crust of the Earth. The force field does not decrease these polarity effects because their polarities are both positive, therefore they offer no resistance to each other. The heat registered during the hottest part of the day is in the active quarter from 12 noon to 6 p.m. Higher temperatures are registered in this quarter because the sun and positive lines of light energy are setting up attraction resistance within our atmosphere, and the negative lines of light energy are setting up repelling resistance. Two forces are working in attraction to the Earth's polarity and one force is working in opposition to it. The negative lines of force also meet resistance of the positive force field, which acts as a reflector. From 6 p.m. to midnight is the negative quarter. Both the positive lines of light energy and the sun's attractive forces are eliminated and the negative lines of light energy maintain only the heat of resistance by repulsion. The forces of the active quarter fade away and the negative physical bodies of people become tired and sleepy during the negative quarter. In the rest quarter from midnight to 6 a.m., the sun's positive force, the positive lines of light energy, and the negative lines of light energy set up no resistance of attractive or repelling forces. So the atmosphere and crust cool off in the coldest quarter of the cycle, because the Earth is shielded from the three forces. For the same reason, more people die from natural causes in the rest quarter than in the other three quarters combined. This is because their physical resistance is low. In other words, none of the three life forces of light are active in the physical body during the rest quarter. That is what rest is, the lack of polarity opposition forces. Everything is meant to rest in the rest quarter and all of nature does it, except in cases where the positive polarity is predominant. People of a predominantly negative polarity cannot stand to work on a graveyard shift. People of a predominantly positive polarity are often called lazy because their active quarter and rest quarter reactions are opposite and they want to sleep in the daytime. It has been maintained by science that the moon causes the tides. This is not so any more than the profession that heat comes from the sun. The polarity predominance alternates between the northern and southern hemispheres of the Earth and causes the force field to oscillate. The erratic orbit path of the moon follows the oscillations of the Earth's force field. The Earth's positive force field rotates opposite to the Earth and the moon's orbit. Interruptions of the light lines of force by other bodies or planets causes variable effects on the Earth and its reactions are transmitted to its self-generated force field. The Earth's force field causes the tides, as it is of opposite polarity to the water. The fact that it is strongest at the point of most resistance where the moon is, explains the reason that science professes that the moon attracts the water, causing the tides. A negative moon cannot attract a negative body of water. It would repel the water, and in that case the tides would be lowest on the Earth on the side towards the moon. The cyclic interruption by the moon between the positive and negative lines of light energy and the Earth is what causes diurnal inequalities in the four tides of a day and the age of the tide. Water being a fluid accounts for the equal effect on the opposite side of the Earth. The fact that the force field is rotating in the opposite direction to the Earth and is strongest at a point between the greatest resistance of attraction by both the Earth and the Moon, is what causes the tides to lag, a fact which has never been explained satisfactorily by science. Magnetism in and around the Earth is a result of the Earth's interruption of the lines of primary light energy. Electricity is the result of interruption of the Earth's magnetism by a generator. As the lines of primary light energy are in motion, any body that interrupts them will move according to its capacity and polarity charge. Electricity is the second byproduct of primary light energy, magnetism is the first. Neither can exist without the other because they are both part of each other. In the drawing we show only the positively charged core of the Earth, the insulation, the negative crust, and the negative atmosphere. Actually, these charged strata and insulating layers extend to strata around Mars and Venus. The drawing is made with the Sun shining in the center of the active quarter from a 45 angle. The Sun is the alternator that changes polarity predominance from one hemisphere to the other every 6 months. The A and R circles indicate the direction of the attracting and repelling forces. The negative primary light attracts the positive core in the negative quarter and repels the negative crust. The opposite is true in the positive quarter. These attracting and repelling brushes are changing position continuously as the Earth orbits. The atmosphere is actually a part of the crust and is of the same polarity. It acts as a bearing for the crust to turn in. The atmosphere and oceans are affected by the helical vortex set up in each hemisphere, which rotate in opposite directions. This is caused by the depleted lines of primary light giving their energy to cause motion of the planet. As they are depleted, they try to reach rest, so they head for the points of least motion, which is at the poles. Naturally, polarity seeks opposite polarity always. A compass needle does not point to the North Magnetic Pole because it is attracted to it by an opposite polarity. Its negative charged end is only pressed into position parallel to the lines of light force going by it. The intelligence in the molecular arrangement of its negative charge wants to go with the other positively charged light lines in motion around it. For the same reason the negative Earth, or our other planets, were never part of the positive Sun day, the planets being of opposite polarity could be attracted to it, but never thrown off from the Sun day. The Sun's insulation stratum prevents the positive polarity of the Sun from attracting the negative Earth into it. Light is transmitted into energy by penetration into the matter that interrupts it. The matter then gains motion. A negative vortex of light energy produces decelerating effects in negative matter. A positive vortex of light energy produces accelerating effects in negative matter. You can apply the principle of the Earth's crust and core rotation in opposite directions to an electric motor. Mount both ends of the shaft on fixed bearings. These bearings will suspend the entire motor. Run the two wires from the motor case to two copper rings mounted on insulation, on one end of the shaft, inside the fixed bearing. Brushes from the power supply must contact the two rings. Be sure to remove the base of the motor and balance the field case on the fixed bearings. Power applied will rotate the armature in one direction and the field case in the other direction, at different speeds. By applying a pulley to the shaft and another to the case, then running V-belts from both pulleys to a common point of work, the torque force of the normal base-type electric motor will also be applied to the work. One V-belt will have to be twisted 180 degrees between the motor pulley and the pulley of the work, to counteract the opposite rotations in the motor. This uses the torque force to do useful work, reduces speed and wear on the bearings, and furnishes more power for greater work output. This is the same way the core and crust of the Earth function, each being a balance to the other. The crust is the field and the core is the armature. Unfortunately, the explosion of kiloton and megaton power and H-bombs have unbalanced natural conditions. This will bring about a steady increase in subterranean temperatures in the northern hemisphere, and lowering of temperatures in the southern hemisphere. The rapid shifting of the magnetic poles registered on the surface is the result of these bombs unbalancing the planet. Wherever the magnetic poles on the negative polarity surface are found, they indicate where the axis of the positive polarity core is located under the crust. The core is encased in fluid obsidian 600 miles thick. Oscillations of the core, which were set up by the reaction to the bomb forces, will cause an increase in volcanoes and earthquakes, due to increased frictional heat in the fluid separator. Throw the fine balance of the electric motor case out, and see what would happen to the armature if it were floating in a fluid. Any spinning gyroscope will wobble if it is moved from its plane of rotation. The Earth works like a gyroscope. Magnets, atoms, planets, and people all have polarities of either positive or negative predominance. Because a body predominates in one polarity does not mean that the substance of its composition does not include matter of the opposite polarity. When your positive polarity body reaches predominance, your negative polarity physical body dies. The same thing applies to planets, magnets, or atomic structure. The nuclear, positive polarity, devices being exploded in our negative polarity atmosphere are rapidly bringing about a condition of polar change on the Earth's surface. The emission of positive polarity particles, fallout, from the H-bomb tests are unbalancing the polarity predominance of the Earth. The positive fallout particles are attracted to the negative polarity, North Magnetic Pole. When the positive particles fall there on negative polarity ice, the resistance causes heat, causing the ice to melt. The negative polarity water released by melting is repelled by the more predominantly negative polarity crust of the Earth into a less predominantly negative polarity atmosphere. In the air, it is attracted in a spiral course to the positively predominant southern hemisphere, where most of it is attracted to the positive polarity, South Magnetic Pole. This causes ice to build up at the southern pole and melt at the northern pole, bringing unbalance to the planet's axis indirectly from the explosion of nuclear bombs. The magnetic poles registered on the surface of the Earth's crust are in reality the axis poles of the Earth's positive polarity core. As more bomb tests transmute negative polarity matter to a positive polarity condition, the effects can be registered in many ways. The magnetic declination shown on the Los Angeles, R2, sectional aeronautical chart, dated March 10, 1953, shows the 15E magnetic declination line at 115.50W. Longitude at the 34N latitude line. The chart dated September 27, 1955, shows a shift of the 15E magnetic declination to 117.2W. This is a change of 1/(B)A12 in 2.5 years, or 28.8 per year. Formerly it was slightly over 9 per year. The main reason for low layers of smog over most of the big cities is because the carbon particles in the air are not repelled upward as they used to be before the advent of H-bomb tests. The polarity of these particles normally being negative, they are becoming less negative due to the fact that carbon assimilates radioactivity of positive polarity, thus the repelling action is reduced and the particles hang closer to the surface instead of rising to be dispersed by the winds at higher altitudes. Magnetism is the positive and negative fields generated by the revolving planet interrupting the positive and negative lines of primary energy present in all space. Electricity is the force generated by an armature interrupting the positive and negative lines of magnetism. Each has its effect on the other, and can be converted into the other. The time field separates all primary polarities, all magnetic polarities, and all electrical polarities. This time field is unseen, infinite, and maintains the balance between the opposite charges present in all bodies. This balance is manifest in all new creations. With the continual testing of nuclear devices, the planet-sun balance will increase by the equal and opposite reaction of polarities coming ever closer to balance. This will bring about more ionization of the atmosphere, with an increase in smog, humidity, and clouds. Then the Bible prophecy will be fulfilled that says, the sun will no longer give forth her light. In the pattern of my ways I live my life in many forms, known and unknown to other parts of me. I live in space avail to constantly supervise my doings, I live in soil to nourish my roots. I am the sap, the blood, in every density I am. I live my life and love it too, being the living love of you, thrilling when you express the me in thee. My life is sad only when you are mad at other parts of me. Only when you manifest hate to destroy, then I wait patiently for you to recover, to discover that you have only injured me and thee. Your every fight is my fight too, but not when it is aimed at other beings of me. Your fight is to overcome the urge, to purge yourself of war and woe. None can hold to me and proclaim victory over others of my parts as foe. I am here and there, and everywhere. Justice is fair play with me and mine in my eternity of now. The New Jerusalem referred to in the Bible, in Rev. 2:1-10, is not really new. It is the positive polarity moon that has been orbiting around the Earth for many thousands of years. This satellite, called Shankia by the space people, is a spacecraft. Their name for the Earth is Shan. Chia means child in their language of the soul Exmal, or solar tongue. Therefore the name of this ship is Earth-child in English. This same craft was called the Star of Bethlehem, over 1900 years ago at the birth of the child called Jesus. This positive polarity spaceship is square. This is not new information. It has been before our eyes hundreds of years in print, though it was not recognized. Rev. 21:16 tells you, and the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth, and he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and plus the height of it are equal. The reason it was called the Star of Bethlehem was because when it is activated under control it looks like a star to physical vision. The last time its power units were activated was when the man Jesus was born. This positive star body generates a negative force field around it to protect it when it is in motion as a ship. Beth is used today as beta, meaning nega and then dash semicolon tiv. La is used today as li, meaning a meadow. Hem can be understood by any woman as the thing that goes around the bottom of a dress. Star of Betelehem means a positive body, with a negative force field around it, over a meadow. That is where Jesus was born in a manger, in a meadow. Shankia is orbiting around the Earth in the Earth's positive force field. It cannot be seen by telescopes because it sets up no resistance to the sun's positive rays. The Bible tells further, in Rev. 2:1-11, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like jasper stone, clear as a crystal. The seven lights are spoken of in Rev. 1:20, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, positive polarity, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels, space people, of the seven churches, seven levels of life around the earth, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. The population of this level of life on the earth is composed of people from the other six levels. Chapters 2 and 3 of Revelations tells which of the levels you are from. One of these seven church descriptions fits every mortal in this level. The population of Shankia is given in Rev. 5:11, and I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands. I am the voice, O mortal man, that whispers in the silence of your being. I am the motion, instilled within the fluid dust of the body, to encase you in this density of three. I am the softness that all babes know when nestled to the breast of me. I am the hardness of the substance many times beyond the density that mortals know. I am the sun that warms the morn, and scorches brow. For thou must know, within the being of me is thee. And search, though you may do for aeons yet to come, I am not there where you may go. I am within you giving life to clay, that my motion may be manifest for purposes misunderstood by man. I am not the formula of many, nor of one, my combination varies with each speck of dust, with each drop of rain, with each thought, each individual pain and hope. For I am always surrounding thee, and thee in me but makes the journey short. Look not afar, look where you are, eternity is now. O man, you need not chart a roadway through the stars to me. You need not cross the land, or search beyond the sea. You will find me in the smile, in the look of someone you have helped along the way. You only have to search your heart and start to find that I am the wherever you may be. Though all the roads may lead to me, though many search eternally to find a shortcut in the way, I am there and here, as close as you to me. So reach not for a star afar, search not in the distance, in the future, or the past. At last you are aware that I am there within your being, watching how you treat the me in others of my parts. Chapter 8. Methuselah's Toy. The Great Pyramid, Pi means fire, mid, the equal distance between the extremes, pyramid, fire, or positive light substance in the middle, of Gizeh, Egypt, is the only existent structure on the earth that remains intact after 25,816 years. It is the greatest power plant ever built on this planet. At the time of its use, it could furnish more power than the generators at Niagara Falls could produce in 1,000 years. The Great Pyramid was never intended to be a tomb or a monument for the pharaohs. Neither was it built by the Egyptians or Hyksos, as assumed by historians. It was erected by a remnant of the Adamic race on this planet. In order to produce the power required, the pyramid was built in minute conformity to the measurements of our solar system. All dimensions were accurately computed to ensure correct functional operation. The pyramid was designed by Enoch and built by Thothama with the help of the true descendants of the Adamic race, the space people, who had made a forced landing on Earth. Knowing the universal laws and their application, they received timely warning and journeyed to Egypt before the sinking of the great continent Atlantis, Enoch and Thothama flying in an aircraft called Velx. After landing in Egypt 25,825 years ago, they started the operations and spent the next 9 years in building the Great Pyramid. Utilizing knowledge gleaned from their secret records, they employed the infinite light powers. They knew how to manipulate the light lines of force to cut the blocks with light energy from the A positive and B negative lines of force. They transported the heavy blocks with their velks. Hovering over each block, they encompassed it in their force field, eliminating the weight of the block in relation to the Earth. The blocks, shaped so as to assure astronomical precision, correspond to and contain all pertinent data of our Earth and solar system. These correct dimensions were necessary in creating a positive solar vortex on a small scale from the A positive and B negative lines of light force. The Great Pyramid was erected at its present location for several reasons. Its location was on the side of the negative polarity from the equator. The 30 latitude was the maximum vortex belt on both sides of the equator. It was lateral through the Earth to the positive pole of the planet's core. It was centrally located on the Earth's land mass, which was its nearest maximum point of negative polarity. It was opposite to the Earth's largest mass of water, which served as a reflector. The weight of the pyramid had to be tremendous in order to prevent its twisting out of shape, or rotating on its base. The controversial capstone and a few courses of blocks were left off intentionally, as experiments proved they were not needed. Illustration here. As the Earth rotated, each revolution brought the pyramid into a cycle of A positive and B negative lines of force. This caused an increase in the vortex shaft of positive force, the principle of the cyclotron. Thus, after a period of days, the vortex reached and held its maximum force. All this planning and work, astronomy, mathematics and engineering, was recorded symbolically in the stones as the work progressed. Jesus knew this by intuition and journeyed to Egypt to refresh his memory from the stone records erected by his people. In building this power plant of astounding dimensions, their chief concern was the safe return to their own people.